Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. So tonight we are continuing our interviews with 2020 candidates. Joining us now is Hunter Larkin. Hunter is running for the 3rd District County Commission seat, currently held by Commissioner David Dennis. And I think I already told you this, Hunter, but I have to warn you, that is my county commission seat. So
I know it.
You know, you're not only talking to a Republican precinct committeeman, and my wife listens, she's a precinct committee woman, but you've also got a pair of voters. So I'm warning you right now, you've got to be cautious on this one, brother. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, John, and hopefully I can earn your vote. That's a big deal to me.
Thank you for that, and I'm not making any. I'm staying out of primaries as best I can.
Okay.
As best I can. We'll see.
Well, good. Well, I'm sitting here watching in my office the Democratic debate with Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie, and I tell you, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
But,
That's one of the reasons why I want to run. And, you know, to be honest with you, is because I believe I have true conservative values that I can push, and I feel like I can represent my constituents with.
Well, you know, now I know you're not comparing David Dennis to Crazy Joe or Socialist Bernie, but...
But, you know, he might be a closet Democrat, in my opinion. He doesn't have a good record on a lot of conservative values. You know, one of the big things I'm pushing right now is this $50 million new county building that he keeps on pushing. You know, there's many different options that the county might be able to pursue other than that. So,
well, and that is one of the things I was going to ask is obviously why you're running, but are you dissatisfied with David Dennis's voting record? Because generally when you have a primary it's different if there was a rhino, for lack of a better term, or if there was something principal. But, you know, David seems to, he's a great guy. He and I used to, since part of my House district includes part of his county commission seat, we would do some events. We did some forums and some meet and greets and coffees and stuff together. So I got to know him a little bit. But, you know, so is it partly the voting record? Is that really what kind of motivated you?
Well, to go back, you know, David's a good guy, you know, but I truly believe that one of the other big reasons why I decided to run was he didn't make a stance on saving Century 2 like some of the other county commissioners have. And I believe that's very important. You know, a lot of the people here in our community want to save that historic building, and you got to voice your opinion when it comes to that. So when it comes to his opinions, I do differ when it comes to that. But I also do believe that I do have the qualifications. I'm younger, I'm energetic, and I've got experience. You know, I'm on the city council out in Goddard, and within the first year they elected me as the council president, so I must be doing something right out there.
Well, you know, that is one of the things, the Century 2 deal, that has been one of those, and I've been trying for quite a while to get someone from the other side to come on the show, hopefully here soon. We'll have somebody on who can articulate the case for why we should tear it down and spend $1 billion in taxpayer money and private money, which I don't think they'll ever get their 50% of private. I think it'll end up being more like 80% taxpayer money or more. So I'm glad to hear that that's an issue. Have you asked David where he stands on it? Has he taken a side one way or the other, or is he just not taken a public stand on it?
He hasn't taken a public stance on it at all, at least not that I've seen or that I've heard of. But, you know, one of the biggest things, I sell commercial real estate, and I've had my license for a while now. And when you look at the plans for the riverfront development, they've got several multi-use buildings right up and down Douglas. And we've got so many different commercial properties downtown Wichita that we can't even get full yet. And what makes us think that we can fill those multi-use buildings that they have in the plan?
Right, right. Well, you know, one of the things we will have all of the incumbents on as well, and I just added that to my list. I guarantee you I will ask David about where he stands on Century 2. We'll see if he we'll see what he says. Where do you stand on some of the important issues to voters in the 3rd District? And, you know, I know there's some that'll say, well, things like life or the Second Amendment aren't county commission issues. But you know what? They're Republican issues, and this is a Republican primary. And since they're part of our party platform, I think it's a legitimate question to ask any Republican candidate, where do you stand on life? Where do you stand on the Second Amendment? So where do you?
I stand 100% pro-life. You know, 100%. You'll never see me change my opinion on that. And I am a gun-toting. My family comes from a large group of people that own a large amount of guns. I bet I can outshoot any of my opponents in a shooting range. So I'm all for it. I have those hardcore conservative values, and I don't plan on changing anything like that.
But
if we go back to the issues that affect Sedgwick County, if we go to an issue like property taxes right now, we've seen a lot of people just had a property tax increase due to the assessed values. And that's something that needs to be changed on the mill levy. And, well, you know, of course the county can do that. So
we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to bring that up because I do want to ask you about some of the more specific policy issues that are facing the county. And it's a good thing you're not running against Blake Carpenter, because he'd probably be able to outshoot you, just so you know.
No.
I'll throw that challenge out there for him. We're talking with Hunter. Stick around. We'll finish this up when we get back from the break. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat.
Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. With us still is Hunter Larkin, candidate for Sedgwick County's 3rd District Commission seat. So you brought it up, Hunter, and I agree, many residents feel the Sedgwick County tax, property tax valuations, which recently came out, are not a realistic assessment. There was a great opinion piece from my city councilman, Jeff Blueball, recently, where he basically questioned the value of our property in our community. You agree. What would you do about it? I mean, because I know our property tax on the two properties that we own in the city both went up. One went up by almost $30,000. Come on. We've done nothing but mow the lawn. I mean, 30 grand, that's just asinine.
Yes.
So what do we do about it?
The thing we've got to do about it is we got to lower the mill levy. Ultimately, the property tax appraisals run in conjunction with the mill levy. So the county commissioners have to do their part in lowering that. But I'll add into the valuation. the evaluations in some areas are probably not wrong. Now, of course, there are some areas, you know, like what Jeff Blueball has mentioned in his article, you know, you got a big pole in your yard or there's $30,000 worth of repairs that, you know, that's going to reflect poorly. And those evaluations don't reflect the true appraisals that your homes have. But ultimately, it comes down to the mill levy and making sure that you lower that.
Right.
And ultimately, that's what the county commissioners need to get together and do, because this is, you know, 74% of all of the homes here in Sedgwick County went up.
Yes,
you know,
something like that. It was I know that during the governor's race, it was one of the things that Secretary Kobach made all the time. One of the points he kept hammering was that it's effectively a stealth tax increase that goes without having any input from the taxpayers. I mean, you can go down and you can plead your case, but you have to take the time to proactively do that, and you may lose. So, and most people don't know how to do that. Let me ask you another one that's come up recently. Some of the Enviro wackadoodles have been pushing this, you know, ban or a tax on plastic bags. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that, if that's something you – I mean, don't get me wrong. I think we all need to be good stewards of our environment, but – you know, taxing plastic bags or banning them outright just seems like more nanny state to me. What do you say?
Well, when we start controlling what businesses can do and start regulating those fine little things, the government's gone out of control at that point. So I'm not for that at all. You know, my grandma, she'll carry those, you know, vinyl ester or whatever, those bags that she reuses. So
right.
She does her part. But it's none of the government's job to be going in and regulating what the consumers want. And if the consumers want plastic bags, well, then it's their God-given right to have plastic bags.
Well, you know, what I think is so funny is it's this – a lot of the same people are the same kind of left-wingers who want – to be able to grow and smoke all their marijuana whenever they want to, but now they want the government to step in and regulate the plastic bags. So it's really hypocritical to say we want regulation here, we don't want a regulation here. One of the questions I ask every candidate when they come on, is we're Republican candidates, is do you support the president, and will you support the Republican candidate if it's not you?
Of course, of course. And ultimately, I think every primary should do that, because we as a party have to stand together. But to go to Mr. Trump, President Trump, he has done a phenomenal job. You know, I think my dad said it best. When he first ran, there were people on the fence about him. They didn't know, you know, if he would be a good fit, if he's too brash. But they voted for him because they didn't want Hillary. But this time, come November, people are going to go vote for President Trump because they want to, because he has done an outstanding job. And I have no worry that he's going to win again, and because he has proven himself to the American people.
Well, and like you said, you're in the office right now watching, and I've been able to kind of peek over during the breaks and watch some of the Twitter feed between the debate between Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and I'm DVRing it, and we'll play highlights from it next week. But these two, I mean, come on, either one of them.
Oh.
I mean, one of them can't remember what day it is, and the other one wants to take away your days. So, I mean, literally, that's what you've got.
Well, I tell you, you know, like Crazy Bernie, he just wants to promise the world to all these millennials, and of course, they're going to like him. And then, you know, Sleepy Joe, he keeps on stuttering over his own words and doesn't even know where he's at.
Well, trust me, Sleepy Joe likes millennials, too. He just likes them a little too much. That's the problem.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
So, Hunter, if people are interested, if they want to support you, if they want to volunteer or donate, you know, where can they go? I know it's probably a little early for websites and whatnot, but where could they go to just get more information and find out a little bit more about your platform, what issues, and maybe, you know, send you a check, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, sure. So go to my Facebook page. I don't have a website up quite yet. That'll be coming up here pretty soon. But go to my Facebook page, Hunter Larkin for Sedgwick County Commission. And I'm not opposed to answering phone calls. If you get questions for me, my number is 316-259-0653.
That's a brave candidate right there.
I know it.
Knowing how many listeners I get each Sunday evening, that's pretty brave to put your phone number out there, brother.
I'm happy to answer anything.
So. Okay, good luck. Well, and just for people who may not know which county commission seat, kind of give us the boundaries of the third commission seat.
The third district, so you're familiar with it, but the third district's actually land-wise, area-wise, the largest district out of each county just because, you know, how spread out it is. We go up all the way out to Mount Hope. We go into Wichita about West Street. We go all the way down to Viola and then Garden Plain. So we're the largest district.
Trust me. Yeah, you're right. I am familiar with it. About half of my house seat is located in there. So.
Yeah, when you're neighborhood walking, when you're door knocking, you got a whole walk right away to the next home.
I'm aware. I've went through plenty of pairs of shoes and probably will do it again sometime. Well, good luck, my friend. Best of luck,
John,
to you. And when I have Commissioner Dennis on, I'll make sure to ask him about Century 2, all right?
All righty. Well, thank you for having me on, John.
Thank you again, Hunter. Thank you. Best of luck to you. So want to give you, before we sign off for you this evening, want to give you a couple updates on some events. Yours truly, since there'll be less than 250 people, I can probably share this. It has not been canceled yet, but coming up Friday, the 20th, that's this Friday, at 11:45, I will be speaking at the Wichita Pachyderm Club. The folks at the Pachyderm Club are great folks. They are great Republicans, and they've invited me to come and speak. And we're going to talk a little bit about the state of our politics today and a preview of the 2020 elections. And in particular, we're going to target some of the races that I think we need to focus on, races like Senator Mike Peterson, where we have a solid Republican senator and a crackpot like Jim Ward running against him. And we're going to target some of those House seats in our 4th Congressional District, like Tim Hodge, like J.C. Moore, some of these other seats where we have opportunities to either take it from a rhino and put a more conservative in there, or in the case of Tim Hodge up in Newton, where we can actually swing it from Democrat to Republican. So that's coming up this Friday, the 20th, at 11:45. It goes to about 1 o'clock at the Pachyderm Club, which is located downtown in the Ruffin Building. We've got links to the event on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We also want to let you know we have a couple of major announcements coming up. If you listened to my interview with Senator Jerry Moran last week, he kind of alluded to it. He let the cat out of the bag. But I'm not quite ready to do that yet until we finalize a few things. And who knows, with the state of the Wuhan Corona China virus, things may change. But we do have a couple of announcements regarding some travel and the show maybe going on the road. We'll put it that way. We have some great new guests, so we've got some things coming up. We'll have some announcements for you. Keep an eye on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We will share those updates to you as well so that you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news and updates. And the last thing I want to point out, if in fact the House does shut down early, one of the things that will not have been able to get accomplished is that Value Them Both amendment. And the reason it didn't was those four House Republicans that refused to join the rest of their colleagues and every other Republican who supports our party platform. So reach out to them if you have a chance. That's Bill Panbacker from Washington, Tom Phillips from Manhattan, Jan Kessinger from Overland Park, and their leader, Don Heineman from Dighton. We'll talk to you next week. Carry on, fellow deplorables.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.